John Quincy Adams played the flute. Woodrow Wilson sang and played the violin. And of course, President Clinton played the saxophone.
That's Elise Kirk. She wrote a book called Music at the White House, and she says that among the many music dabblers and admirers, a few presidents stood out as real musicians. During the 1800s, the most talented was Thomas Jefferson.
We know he was a fairly good violinist, and he was one of the first in America to purchase a piano.
He was also the first to have the U.S. Marine Band play at his presidential inauguration, a tradition that continues today. But the nation's political capital wasn't exactly its cultural capital at the time.
It was just cow paths. And poor Jefferson, you can imagine, he had been in Paris as a diplomat and heard all this wonderful, wonderful music. And then he comes to Washington and it's a mud hole.
By the time Harry Truman took office in 1945, Washington was a different place altogether, a place where the president could surround himself with music.
He always had a piano by his desk and a radio by his bed. He would play a tune anytime he passed a piano. He loved Mozart's A major sonata, K331.
He loved it so much that he played it for the 30 million Americans watching the first televised tour of the White House in 1952. But Truman wasn't fond of all types of classical music.
He heard Parsifal, and he came out saying, "I'll never recover from that siege of Grand Opera."
Despite his misgivings, some famous opera singers performed at the White House during Truman's tenure, including Helen Traubel and Lawrence Tibbett. These performances paved the way for a long tradition of vocal music honored by presidents even now. For this episode of Music in the White House, I'm John Schaefer.